How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Currier, very good morning. How are you?
I love that jingle. I can't help myself.
I know, it's so funny because it really
it's
just
so professional.
I know. Well, there you go. Exactly. So now we have to take you seriously, Tanya.
Yeah, you do, because it comes through the mic. It's true. Is that how it goes, Howard?
That's exactly how it goes. All right. What are our big stories? What is social media talking about this week?
Well, you must have been living under a rock if you're not even you are not watching Bafana,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. 100%.
They stunned the nation with their win over host Egypt. Come on. I was so happy.
That was wonderful. They lost. Absolutely wonderful.
And then they lost against Nigeria, but we all expect that. I mean, it is a Super Eagle,
But that's what I say. I said to Louis Karpis yesterday, you know, we lost, but no one really minded. We still loved him.
Yeah, we still love them because, you know why, Howard? We got one more chance. If we beat I think it's Lesotho. Please forgive me if I'm wrong. I'm trying, okay? If we beat Lesotho, then we go through. You know, and surely Lesotho can't be that good.
Yeah, I mean, can they even put together a full team? I mean, I don't want to be rude, but yeah, I mean, surely.
Well, that's how the odds need to be stacked for Bafana to get through to the quarterfinals. So we're happy.
Absolutely.
And all of a sudden, we became football fans again.
We are so fickle. It is actually, it's actually unacceptable.
That is unacceptable. It's because we want something good, Howard.
Yes,
and that's 60% of our conversation again this week. That's 2 weeks running, eh? That they've dominated the conversation completely. So we're big AFCON watchers, even me. I wanted to watch the game against Egypt and then, of course, against Egypt. And then they played it at 9 o'clock at night. I mean,
that's not acceptable.
Nobody's up at my age at 9 o'clock at night. Don't be ridiculous.
I can't remember the last time I saw 9 o'clock. Yeah.
I missed that.
Absolutely. And I would imagine, what was the next biggest story?
Wow, did you see it? Did you see Praveen Gordhan and the EFF in a Mexican scandal?
Wow. It is.
Oh, my word. So I was watching because I was like, okay, it's budget votes. I've got to watch. Like, I wasn't particularly interested. I knew that he'd have some sort of plan, but I did want to hear about Eskom. And the next thing, you had this EFF saying that he wasn't allowed to talk. And they would not let him speak today. And then Madam Speaker, kudos to her, she turned around and said, well, are you saying you don't want to listen to, you won't let him speak? They said, yes. And she said, okay, then you can go because that's why we're here.
100%. That's 100%
right. Yeah, I thought that was brilliant. And then, of course, they cited the rule that every person had to be named and then dismissed from Parliament. So she said, okay, I'll start with you. And it's when she said, I start with you, that the ruckus broke out. Here came the EFF storming to Praveen Gordhan in the most hostile of ways. I thought he was going to get clopped. I really did.
Yeah,
and here Praveen Gordhan was saying, bring it on. Touch me. I dare you. Just touch me, I dare you. So Praveen Gordhan certainly standing his ground. But after that, in his speech, he nailed them in the first line by saying what you just witnessed was the defense of state capture. And then afterwards, you can see he was visibly shaken. He really was shaken. But what a thing to happen in our parliament. We never even saw that in our Zuma years, right?
Yeah, it's so interesting to me how the EFF just haven't decided on who they are. Maybe they have, and we just don't want to, maybe I just don't want to see it. But I just feel like they are screaming for relevance. What was the public's reaction to it? I mean, can you tell? Because the EFF are so dominant on social media that I would imagine it's quite difficult to actually see what regular South Africans thought.
Well, it's got a very big negative sentiment of 45.7%, but the entire story itself sits at minus 90. And the only thing that is lower in net sentiment is the ANC Twitter war, which we'll talk about, which kept me highly entertained. The budget vote itself comes in at minus 85. So South Africans not happy. It's not the way to run it. In fact, I tweeted at Julius. So I know he waits for my tweets.
Of course,
I tweeted at him and I said to him, look, I've always looked at you as an intellectual and I cannot believe that you're resorting to thuggery. Isn't this a little bit beneath you? in your behavior, and what are you doing actually? He didn't respond, so Juju.
Yeah.
But the message was there, but I know you don't like to answer me, but anyway.
but I do think that he reads these messages. I do think that he's very, very tuned in to what people are saying on social media.
I just find it so disappointing. You know, like a year or two ago, I was a massive Julius Malema fan, even though he didn't like me. I couldn't say enough good about the man, about the way he handled his rhetoric or the way he did his electioneering. Like it was almost a level of, I'm not standing for any rubbish, but I'm also have a level of class about me, you know, and all that's gone.
It's interesting. I, without realizing it, I actually shared your sentiment 100%.
Yes.
That I really thought this guy and the way he's been pushing himself in terms of higher education and all the
right things and the Guptas and bring back the signal. That's all Julius Malema that did that, you know, and now we're resorting to, oh, let's stand up and punch an oak. Come on, man. What happened? Just cause you because of VBS. It has to be because of VBS.
100%.
You know, it can only be because of VBS, which is why the other big story on the charts is the public protector. I mean, the public protector certainly, is for the EFF, a very big ace card. And for the nation, a very, very bad card.
Yeah.
No, really. So those three stories, Pravin Gordhan, the EFF and the public protector account for, and Bafana account for 80% of our conversation. And so it's all we spoke about, really. There are other stories. State Capture Inquiry continues to be on the charts this time. Also, still the Gupta wedding, but more Transnet looting. The numbers are just so big. I think Gordhan mentioned yesterday that it was something like 30 trillion that we've lost in the state capture so far, in the numbers that they've tallied up. I mean, that number's just, you can't even imagine how big that number is.
I mean, if ever you want to do something soul destroying, is you take that number and you work out what we could have done in this country for
how many
in
houses,
terms of houses, yeah, schooling, training, education, free education.
Yes.
I mean, we talking about fees must fall, but
land.
Look at absolutely, it's
yeah,
just inconceivable.
It's inconceivable. And then you have Zuma saying he has no money. So like you gotta really wonder what on earth is going on here, guys. What on earth is going on here? But yeah, it was a fascinating week. It's a week of deaths, sadly. We had again, my white Bantu education is out, sorry, legendary actress and activist Nomhle Nkoyeni. I have never heard of her.
Can somebody tell me what she's done and what she did? She is so huge. So she's been in a number of TV series. Well, obviously you guys all know.
Okay, but you can tell us anyway. We can learn.
What is her activism role? That's what I'm interested in.
I know that she wanted to build an arts
center, academy.
Yeah, an arts academy in the Eastern Cape. Because she is from there. So she's huge and she's been acting for years, for decades. She is a legend in the acting space in South Africa. So that was pretty sad. Like in a lot of
I'm so ignorant. Yeah. And you know, Zanati, I'm in isolation because this story took fifth position on the charts. You cannot believe the accolades that came out for this woman, but they kept speaking about her activism in the past, and this weekend I'm making a point of going to learn who she is, because again, here is another struggle hero I know nothing about.
And Tony, the problem is we only hear about them when they pass away, so then we look back and then we start to understand it.
Yes, exactly. I get so cross, Howard.
Yeah,
I get
yeah.
so cross.
And then
Space Boy died, and it's not on the charts. And I was so sad about Space Boy.
But can I tell you that Zanati and I were talking about that story. We couldn't even – there wasn't even enough information to say where he died.
Yeah.
We know it was on a motorbike accident. We know about obviously who he was and what he represented.
I must admit, I didn't know about him.
Zanati.
I promise you.
No, Zanati,
even I knew about him.
Here we go. Because, you know, why, Howard, he has a difference. Because it's not from apartheid era. Space Boy is in our era, in the new South Africa era. Yes, so that's why we all know about him. So
right. Jeez, he was such an inspiration.
We all have confessions to make.
Right, exactly. This morning is confession morning. But I found that the story was so poorly reported that it was there. That's why I think it didn't make the charts. Did it not make the charts at all?
Well, it did. It had about 3,000 hits. The stories on here are so big. When I tell you like 100,000 items for Bafana, like these are big, big stories, right, you know. Yeah. I think the smallest story on the charts today, it carries about 9,000 items. So, if I'd done the top 20, he'd have probably been in there, but it's just tragic. It's tragic. And then of course, James Small died.
Yeah,
He takes position number 9 in the charts. His death also very sudden. I believe it was a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah.
From what I understood. And then, and this story irritates me, sorry, I'm going to have a bit of a rant. 6th position is to Miss South Africa.
Why?
Really?
I didn't even know we had a Miss South Africa.
Do you know why?
Why?
It's because Bonang is returning as the host.
Oh, so it's about Bonang.
I think she's turned the whole thing around because a lot of us weren't really interested in Miss SA until last year when she hosted it. So
it's
literally
so
we watched
interesting.
Because of
would
her.
That make sense? Because I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
I honestly couldn't care less.
Well, I mean, you look at Miss SA. I have been following the Miss SA story only because I've worked a lot with Sun International.
Right.
And, they have struggled. I mean, the pageant was off. They had no sponsors. It will be the first time in the history of whatever, Miss South Africa, that they weren't going to have one this year. That's how much they struggled.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I saw this thing trending and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And I still couldn't work it out. But now that shows you the power of a true influencer. From a media and marketing perspective, one person can take an event who had no sponsorship and was about to die a death and turn it into the 6th most largest story in South Africa today. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Time is 7:37. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem 101.9. Hi FM. I'm chatting to Tanya Currie. We're taking a look at the news in numbers. What were the big stories that we were talking about this week? Anything else that came up on the South African charts, Tanya?
Yes. So there's two more. This is position number 7 is the PRC inquiry. Right. And the controversy around Jibo Mareba is not over. I can't work out what happened here. Can someone fill me in? Because I know they were told they weren't allowed to work anymore. And then they weren't taken off the bar. And now something else has happened.
Oh, no,
Ramaphosa said something.
Yeah, I don't know. In fact, I'd love one of our listeners maybe to help us out on that.
Yeah, maybe they could help us. But PRC is so big, not only because of that, but also because Maria Ramos has now been set up as the new head. Yeah. So we're going to see some big changes at the PRC, and I suppose that's a good news story. I don't believe she's a very nice person, but I know she's a very good businesswoman. So
right, and of course she's married to Trevor Manuel, right?
Well, again, the EFF are jumping on that story all over the place, saying that white monopoly capital, and they keep forgetting that Trevor Manuel's not white.
I was just going to say, did he become white recently?
Yeah, well, he does in EFF eyes. He's definitely white.
Okay. So they've got
Bingo Don too. Right. Yeah, like
he's is he also white. Also?
Yeah, for sure. I think whiteness is measured by how much money you can make in business, maybe.
Which is why it's called white. I don't know. It's very, very confusing.
I also don't. It's very confusing to me. Monopoly capital, I would buy, but white monopoly capital, no, I'm not buying it. Not after 30 trillion or whatever it was that was stolen amongst
that we know
every
of.
Color and creed in this country. Exactly. But what has kept me entertained the whole week is the ANC Twitter war. Have you been following it?
I have not. Have you, Zanati?
No.
Okay.
No.
Trying to tell us about it?
Oh, God, it's so exciting. So Tito Mboweni, you know, Tito Mboweni is like, he's now the new social media sensation.
Oh, he is. Okay. He is my favorite. Yeah. And the face of Lucky Star. Yeah.
Yeah. So him and David Makura started taking shots at each other about eTolls. Okay. And then Razzmatazz, Fikile Mbalula got involved. So I just want to, I'm trying to find. The actual tweets, just give me a second. Oh, here we go. And Mboweni caused a Twitter storm when he stated that a plan was supposed to be in place to ensure returns on investments regarding the road upgrades in Gauteng. So when he, this is his tweet. So when you invest in a toll road infrastructure, you expect a return for many years ahead as per contract, right? Not the cost of your investment today, future return. Not the cost of your investment today, future returns. Then later he says, as one grows up, something so obvious and simple starts to make a lot of sense. Always be alert and sensitive when talking to people. Be careful that you may inadvertently cause pain to someone. Measure your words. So I don't know what happened between him and Makura before that, but then Makura hit back. He said, Minister Tito Mboweni can continue to tweet as he cooks. He is a minister, not the president. Okay. And then wow. a guy called Maeli, wow. Colin Maeli got involved saying, Mboweni was being disrespectful, ill-disciplined and obsessed with himself. And he tweeted, we're not scared of you. Bring it on. We will defeat you with your neoliberal tendencies.
Ooh, oh, those are the worst types of tendencies. Neoliberal ones. Wow. What does that even mean?
Then Messina says, people of Gauteng must stand in support for the Gauteng ANC and David Makura on the issue of e-tolls against any rogue elements in society. Our future is without e-tolls in the GP. And then Mboweni says again, he goes on to say that somebody's got to pay for this enormous expense to the point that the president called in all his team that were on the Twitterati and said, okay, guys, this is not how it works. We don't squabble about e-tolls on Twitter. So if you want to entertain yourself, go and have a look at the e-toll squabble over the past few days on Twitter, and you will find it so entertaining that the ANC is killing itself.
It's unbelievable. But now I'm disappointed in Ramaphosa, because what are we meant to do if he's going to stop this whole thing?
I know.
I mean, that's
what's
not right.
What's our entertainment for the weekend?
Exactly.
I mean, honestly.
That is completely, completely unreasonable. But fascinating, nevertheless. Anything internationally?
Well, Howard, can I just quickly run through the things that didn't make the charts?
Yes.
Because
yes, I love those
so
stories.
Many
in truth.
Of them, I can't believe that they didn't make them. Katlehong and that burning down of that school, that didn't make the charts. Babes Redumu and Mampincha are out. There's a warrant out for their arrest. That didn't make the charts. I still don't know why. The Reserve Bank has been the center of many conversations this week, and that didn't make it. Gumede, I mean, did you see the images coming out of Gumede and Etiquette?
Yeah,
the most horrific images, and didn't make the charts. The NHI, the bill being passed, I think it was, that also didn't make the charts. Lamola, a prison radio station, has been launched.
I know, we love that story. Because we were saying, they don't need to do, a prison radio station is brilliant, they don't need to do traffic.
And then, of course, Katsavelos. I've got here written cats. I thought, what is that? Okay, it's Katsavelos. Katsavelos is very sick, apparently, and can't deal with the drama that's ahead of him. Shame, shame, poor him. Internationally, though, your friend Trump.
Oh, gosh, what did he do?
I have a strip story. What was my strip story?
Well, that sounds like an interesting one.
Let me just find, if you knew how many tabs I had open, you've got to feel sorry for this machine. It needs a holiday. Okay. Let's talk about this one internationally. The U.S. to probe alleged abuse of migrant children and border agents, which leads us into the Epstein story, the pedophilia story. I don't know if you can follow that. Yeah, what a big one that is. Again, the story keeps cropping up about this ring of elites that are involved in these horrific events. Again, but now one of the big names has come up. So that's a big center of attention internationally. Strip club charity event at Trump golf course cancelled. So he wanted a strip club event and he eventually cancelled that. And then Greece is not the right time to be in Greece at the moment. 6 tourists were killed by a tornado. I've got a couple of them. What else have I got for you? I think that might be my lot. Yes, it is.
Crazy, crazy stories, Tonya Khoury. Thank you as always. Have a fantastic weekend. Disconnect from the horror of social media.
I'm going diving. We cannot pick up a signal at all.
Exactly. I'm going to Kruger and I hope that they haven't improved that infrastructure either.
They haven't. You're fine. You're all good.
Brilliant. Time is 7:45. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9.